And now for today's commentary. I pick up a big city newspaper and read the criticism of the generous support for farmers in this election year. Okay, I'll admit the support is generous. But to provide some balance, it might be worth taking inventory of other conditions working against the farmer. Heading the list, diesel fuel, much more expensive. What about the LP gas bill for corn drying? And just wait till you see the price tag for nitrogen fertilizer this fall. The simple fact is the higher energy prices will cost the American farmer $3 to $5 billion in net income this year. Another added cost that we face is higher interest rates. With prime now at 9.5%, most farmers are now paying 10% or more. It's been a long time since interest charges were in the double-digit range, and whoops, there goes another $3 to $4 billion of net farm income. On top of what I've pointed out, let's not forget the fact that grain prices are really in the tank. We can wring our hands and whine, or we can seize the opportunity and do something that will have a lasting impact on our well-being. Let's get the Congress to do more to help secure a growing position for ethanol as a clean source of renewable fuel. We have all the leverage now. No one wants us to be dependent on foreign nations for more than half of our energy. We have our own renewable strategic oil reserve in our cornfields if we're just prepared to use it. Our trade deficit is at a record level. Well, let's get rid of outdated, self-defeating unilateral trade sanctions. Now's the time. Tax policy change would help us too. Agriculture is so volatile that some kind of income averaging would help. How do we get the interest rates back down? Well, I guess we'll have to talk to Greenspan about that. Anyhow, the point I am making is that these may be bad times in some ways, but they are good times to get some useful things done. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.